Penguin Random House Audio presents Leaving Lucy Pear by Anna Solomon. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. The Last Word of a Bluebird. As I went out, a crow in a low voice said, "Oh, I was looking for you. How do you do? I just came to tell you, to tell Leslie, will you, that her little bluebird wanted me to bring word that the north wind last night that made the stars bright and made ice on the trough almost made him cough his tail feathers off. He just had to fly, but he sent her goodbye and said to be good and wear her red hood and look for skunk tracks in the snow with an axe and do everything. And perhaps in the spring he would come back and sing." Robert Frost. Part 1. 1917. If they were coming, this was the night. The pears had stayed yellow and hard for so long that Bee had started to despair, but they were finally ready to pick. The moon was a quarter full. The afternoon's wind had gone limp. Midnight came and went. Bee counted to 500 for extra measure, silently, so she wouldn't wake the nurse. Then she took up the infant from its bassinet, wrapped it in her Aunt Vera's Angora shawl, and crept down the cellar stairs in her bare feet. The stairs to the cellar were granite and cold. The original wooden ones had burned with the original wooden house in 1873. Bee did not know about the fire, but she could smell it, because the cellar was the one part of the house that hadn't needed rebuilding.